Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. I am your host, Dr. Gigi Jasmine. This episode is brought to you by Do you find yourself making excuses? Or do you find yourself taking action? That's a good question to ponder today. And it is a good question because what we do determines where we go, how far we move, what kind of progress do we make. In this short episode, I want to share with you excuses versus discipline. Ooh, that is so good. It is so good because I just heard Amy Porterfield use this quote that I'm going to use right now. She said she heard it from her business coach, but the quote goes like this: excuses make today easy, but tomorrow harder. Discipline makes today hard, but tomorrow easier. All right, let me repeat it. I know it was kind of... All right, so excuses make today easy, but tomorrow harder. Discipline makes today hard, but tomorrow easier. That is so important. I cannot really emphasize this enough. We make excuses today and we postpone things. We procrastinate on things. We put things to the side. We don't get things done. It starts piling up on us and then we get overwhelmed and then we don't want to do any more of it. And then it just lingers and lingers and carry on to the next week and the next month and the next year and even the next decade. I cannot tell you how many women I have met who have told me that they met to start a business 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, but they never got around to it because they think that they're not going to have enough time, because they're too busy, because they have other projects to work on. And what it really translated to me is that it wasn't important enough, because when something is important, you make time for it. When something is important, you don't make excuses, you take action. And I think this is a good quote for you to write down and put it on your refrigerator, in your mirror, in your bathroom, in your kitchen, wherever you can see it, to remind you that, yes, things may be hard today. Things may be a little rough. You may find yourself unable to get things done as quickly as you would want to have them done. But if you keep chipping at it and you keep doing a little bit at a time, you will eventually get there. I know so many of us have different issues with our business, even in our homes, right? But we cannot let these issues, these problems, these obstacles, these impediments take over and derail us from the course. We have to face them head on and call them out for what they are and then tackle them one at a time until the job is done. Because it's easy to make excuses. It's easy to give up. It's easy not to take action. But guess what? I always tell my kids, I have 6 kids, if you didn't know. I always tell my kids, what you do today determines what happens tomorrow. Okay, my son plays soccer. My daughter's too, but my son is more serious about it. My son plays soccer and he wants to play professionally. So I tell him, what you do today determines whether or not you will get to play professional soccer in the future. Do you keep your body strong? Okay, your stamina, all the things that they require you, your strategy, your technique, and growing with the field, learning about it, keeping up with what's going on. If you do that now, you will know how to prepare yourself along the way. So I always tell them, what you do today determines what will happen tomorrow. Like he has camps over the summer. That's when he's going to be meeting with or playing for college coaches so they can see how he plays, whether he's good or not. And then they're going to make a decision whether they want to recruit him or not. So like I tell him, you cannot go in front of these coaches huffing and puffing because you are out of breath because you don't have any stamina to play for 45 minutes straight. All right? So what you do now determines what will happen in the future. That is a great example. So think about your life. Like so many of you want to write books. If you want to write a book or you want to write a course, what do? You start planning and preparing. One segment at a time, one module at a time until you get to the point where you can record it, or, you know, in terms of book, one chapter at a time until you're done with the thing, with the whole thing. But you have to have that discipline of either getting up in the morning or staying late at night whenever you feel most optimum to write, then that's when you do it. But you have to do it consistently. You have to do it on a daily basis. Because then you can say, well, I'm going to write a book a year and I'm going to start from January. And by the time the summer comes around, I'm going to be done with that book. And then I can spend the next 6 months promoting the book, depending on when you want to publish it. All right. So what you do today determines what happens tomorrow. Excuses make today easy, but tomorrow harder, because tomorrow you will have the same goals, the same thing. I mean, I know I've been there. It seems like I've been working on the same thing like year after year after year after year. It seems to be the same goal. All right. And I'm sure you've been there too. But if we, you know, double down and not make excuses and tackle the problem, then we will be sure to solve it or reduce it to some extent, right? And discipline makes today hard. Yeah, because you may have to lose some sleep. All right. You may have to do a lot more than you had intended to do. But your tomorrow will be easier because you will have some systems in place, some routines in place that will enable you to really get things done a lot faster. Okay? And I know some of you may have a little rebel in you, right? You don't want people to tell you that you should be disciplined, right? You don't want to tell people to tell you to do this and to do that, because then you're going to be like, I don't want to do it. Like, you know, like if I tell you, hey, you need to drink 8 glasses of water a day, I'm just throwing it out because I know they said not everybody need 8 glasses, okay? Some people need less, some people need more. All right, but you know drinking water is good for you, but because I said it to you, you have a problem with that, okay? You don't want people telling you what to do, so therefore you refrain from doing it because you don't want to make that person think that you agree with them, or, you know, whatever your mind is thinking at the time, right? But you have to check that rebellious ways, okay? You have to check it because you have to be aware of, is this thing good for me or is it not? Is this person trying to get me closer to my goal, or are they trying to move me further away from my goal? All right, so just because someone may give you an advice about how to do a certain thing to obtain a certain result, okay, that doesn't mean they want to control you, okay? So you have the right to decipher whether or not it is good or not, okay? So try not to get your ego involved in this and try to be like, well, I want to do my own thing, because I know so many people can do better if they only listened, right? All right, so I'm going to leave you with this thought, and I'm going to repeat that quote again. Write it down, put it on your somewhere. You can see it every day so you can check yourself when you feel like you're making excuses rather than being disciplined. Okay, excuses make today easy, but tomorrow harder. Discipline makes today hard, but tomorrow easier. All right, so if you need help with that, of course, I'm here to help you. My link is in the show notes. Go ahead and click it and make an appointment, and we can actually have a chat about where you are, where you want to be, and what we have to do in between, the plan we have to put together in between to get you there. All right. Until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable, and anything you put your mind to, you can do it. Until next time. I would love it very much to connect with you. Please follow us on our Facebook page at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or you can join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers to get weekly motivation, inspiration, life tools, and business tools to really empower you to take unstoppable action. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show and if you learned something, please tell us on our Facebook page, The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers on our Facebook page. Also, one of the best gifts you can give me is a review at Apple Podcasts. Hop on in there. And I want to hear from you. I mean, it encourages me and I get so excited when I get a message from you. Thank you so much again for listening. See you next time.